Hello and welcome to the 16th episode in the third season of the Hijinx TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the hosts of Hijinx TV. I am your local friendly neighborhood dick nut butt, being joined today by I don't fucking know who, because I wasn't planning on doing a podcast today. I just was browsing through my phone and saw Anchor and was like, shit, I haven't done a podcast in like 6 fucking months. It's been a half a year. I have been super fucking busy with my new job and tattooing. Not so much as tattooing as the new job, but it's been far too long. So, with that being said, let's get into it. Sit back, relax, and away we go. God damn, my throat still hurts. So after listening to the last episode, episode 15 from back in March, I had mentioned that the next video or movie review that we would be doing would be The Batman, because I had too many fucking voices in my head. I had just done the review for Uncharted, which was fucking fantastic. Tom Holland is fucking amazing. And I gotta go back and see if I reviewed Spider-Man No Way Home, because that movie was amazing too. But anyway, this segment here is gonna be reviewing The Batman and how, oh my fucking god, The Batman. If you still have not seen this movie, first off, ball your hand up into a fist, raise it above your head, and swing it down into your nuts. Why haven't you watched it yet? This is one of the most fantastic fucking superhero movies ever fucking made. As soon as Robert Pattinson comes onto the screen in Batman outfit, oh my god, I literally got fucking chills sitting in the movie theater and watching this fucking happen. The fucking music for the introduction was fucking perfect. The timing for it was perfect. This movie was fucking, oh my god. I, you know what? Fuck it. If you haven't seen it yet, it's your own damn fault. It's just everything about that first scene when Batman comes in and just beats the shit out of everybody is just fucking amazing. It was well written, well acted, well performed, well produced. The entire fucking thing from beginning to end. I didn't even realize Colin Farrell was the fucking Penguin. Like, that's how amazing this movie was. I wasn't even upset that they didn't even try to get Danny DeVito to come back and reprise his role as the Penguin. I enjoyed everything from this universe of Batman. And that's one thing that people don't take into account, is this is a whole new universe of Batman that we have not seen in movie form yet. So anybody who's like, oh, it sucked, it was a bad Batman movie, you're a dipshit. And how fucking dare you call yourself a Batman fan? Seriously, how can you call yourself a fucking Batman fan and say that this movie wasn't fucking epic? I cannot. I'm so happy that they're going to be doing at least 2 more. I don't care if they keep doing it. They can keep doing it, and then when he gets older, they can do a Batman Beyond, and then Robert Pattinson can play old Bruce Wayne, and then, you know, the new fucking Batman. They could do that, and I would not be upset, because Robert Pattinson is one of the I was one of the first to hear that he was going to be Batman. I was like, fuck that. I'm not watching it. And then I watched it and I was like, holy shit. This movie is fucking amazing. And so as soon as it came out on DVD, I picked it up. and it's the first fucking Batman movie where I, well, I mean, it's the first Batman movie that's came out where I've had some, a little bit of extra money, so I've got, like, every fucking Hot Wheels car, I've got almost all the fucking action figures. Like, this fucking movie was fantastic, and any way that I can support it, I will. And if you feel the same way, you can download anchor.fm off the Google App Store or the Apple App Store or Google Play Store or the Apple App Store and leave me a voice message about how you felt about this movie. All right, let's get on to the next segment. No fucking clue why this game is so fucking fun, but oh god, it's so fucking fun. So stupid though. Sit here and watch it fucking idle. The fuck is that? Okay, I'm fucking coming. Hold on. What the fuck do you want?
Hey, Dick, I got something to ask you.
Well, oh, okay. Are you gonna come in?
No, I'm fine right here. I'm gonna run back home after this. I just had something to ask you.
Okay. What is it?
Have you ever had a ghost poop?
Have I ever had a what?
A ghost poop.
What the fuck are you even talking about?
You poop and you feel like it was like a really like creamy, and you know, then you like wipe and there's nothing on the toilet paper, and then like you look down and you're like there's a lot of poops in there. There's gotta be something on my bums. And so, you know, you wipe your bums again, and then there's still nothing on there. You're like, what happened here? And,
Batman, are you seriously fucking asking me about wipe? Oh my god. I don't know why you decided that this was something that I needed to, even fucking know about, but, I'm closing the door now.
But wait, Dick, wait.
What?
I have one more thing to ask you.
What?
Will you check my bum and see if there's any poopies on it?
Oh my fucking god, get out of here. So, as I mentioned in the intro, I've been really busy at my new job. I've changed jobs a lot in the last few years, but this one pays me pretty good. And I actually like the people that I work with, so that's a big perk. Usually, I fucking hate everybody that I work with. And we all remember how Natural Grocers went. Anyway, since Natural Grocers, I found a new job, and one of the things that we do at my new job is we process Amazon returns. So they're not even our customers; they're Amazon's customers that bring in their products, and we scan them in and then send them back to Amazon for them. So it's technically they're not our customers because we're not doing anything for them, other than taking Amazon's products back and sending them back to Amazon. Anyway, ever since I started, there's been issues. Amazon has two different, what they call QR codes that you scan. And one of them is just a regular QR code that, you know, we scan and we put into what we call consolidation box. And then one of them, when I first started, it was just, it looked like the QR code, but it had three boxes in the corners, in the top two corners, and in the bottom right corner, bottom left corner, whatever, it would have a box, and those ones And in the instructions, it would tell the customer to package up the item. Well, customers didn't understand that. They kept leaving not only our store, but several other stores bad reviews because we don't provide free packaging. If they want to buy boxes and stuff from us, then they gotta buy them. They're not free. Amazon doesn't pay for them. Well, Amazon might reimburse them, but anyway, that's besides the point. So, since there were so many bad reviews and customers getting pissed off and franchisees getting upset that they're getting bad reviews for Amazon screw-up, Amazon decided to change it. So now it says, customer packed. P-A-C-K-E-D. Packed. Past tense, meaning that this item should already be packed up when they bring it in so we can scan their code, print out a shipping label, and put it in the back with our boxes that are going out. Well, wouldn't you fucking know it? About at least 20 times a day, we're scanning a code, looking down at the item and asking the customer, do you still have the original box or package that just came in? And they tell us no. They tell us that you would pick it up for us. And, pick it up. God damn it, I just had a text come in and it said pick. Anyway, they tell us that no, they said that you'll pack it up for us. Well, they don't tell them that. Amazon is who they're referring to. Amazon tells them, shut up, Marley, I'm trying to record a fucking podcast over here. Amazon tells them that they have to pack it up. It says it right there in the fucking instructions. And it says it right there underneath the code that they're showing us that they apparently said that we would pack it up. So we have to tell them, no, I'm sorry, it says customer pack right there. So, oh, man. This is just, one example of how fucking stupid people can be. Like, dude, it's really not that fucking complicated. It really isn't. I don't understand why some people don't understand this and can't fucking read. And we'll talk about another thing that I hear all the time at work that's like, what? So it's dawned on me that there are still people out there that think that animals like dogs, cats, even rats, mice, even spiders, flies, all these things don't have any feelings or emotions. They're just drooling around like fucking mindless zombies. I'm here to tell you that's a bunch of bullshit. They all do have feelings. You can fucking tell. If you have any sort of empathy in your fucking body at all for another person than yourself or other things, spending time with an animal, you will understand that some of these animals, cats specifically, that are dicks because their owners might be dicks. That's not always 100% the case, but shut the fuck up. But a lot of times, that is the case. Their owner is just a dick. Where the fuck was I going with this? I'm fucking stoned. I had somewhere I was going with this. I remember now. No, there it is again. It's just gone again. Ah, there it is. There it is. All right, I remember where I was going with this. My kitties. I've got sick kitties. And not sick kitties, six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kitties. And I always talk to them like they're little boys, like they're little babies, like they're little kitties. I know how old they are, like in relation to cat years, so I talk to them accordingly, like they're little babies. They're my little babies. And I was thinking about it, and when you make fun of people who do stuff like that, you might want to just think about why they're doing that. For me, personally, the reason why I do that is about 11 years ago now, 10 years, my ex-wife decided to take my son from me. I have not been able to find them in that amount of time, and that mentally fucked me up for a long time. I'm still not over it. I don't think I ever will be until I have my son back, but I've found ways to cope, and that just so happened to be one of the ways I found to cope with that, is my kitties. I got 6 little boy kitties. Those are all like my little babies. Like, if something happens to them, I'll probably be devastated. Those are my little guys. So if you're one of these jackasses who hears people talking to their kittens or their doggies like their babies and treating them like their babies, maybe you should stop and think about why they're doing that. Because some people, you know, there are some females who can't have babies, and that is the way that they cope with that emotional trauma, is by getting a kitty or a doggy and treating them like a baby. So, I guess there's no good way to end this. Let's just get on to the next segment. Hey, Batman, what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? What the fuck's it look like I'm doing?
Well, you just walked into my studio unannounced with your buddy here. Who the fuck is this?
My name don't really matter here.
What?
He said his name doesn't fucking matter, okay? Just shut up, you don't need to ask him any questions. What are you doing, Dick?
Well, I was going to record a segment for a podcast, but, I don't know.
Why are you doing that outside in your outside studio?
Because it's a nice fucking day. Why should I sit inside? It's a nice day outside. I said I'll enjoy the birds and shit.
What are you, some kind of fucking hippie?
What? What the hell does that have to do with anything at all?
Well, you're sitting out here with your joint. By the way, give me some of that. Oh, goddamn, you always got the best shit.
Can I have that back?
Yeah, okay. Oh my gosh. Yeah, here you go.
So what are you doing here, Batman?
Well, we were sitting there, and you know, I had a stinky thought. Well, we were looking over there on the Facebook thing, and the ads popped up there, and we were like, what the hell was that ad over there? And why the hell is that popping up there? And well, you know, we're over here looking and thinking, and then it pops over there, and I'm like, I was just thinking about that. Yeah, he was thinking about something, and then it popped up on the Facebook. Do you know about this shit? Are you hacking into my phone and fucking with me?
How does one even come up with that conclusion by what you've just told me? Your Facebook started showing you ads you're thinking about, and you think I'm in your phone fucking with you? Batman, you never cease to not break my fucking brain every time you come around unannounced. First it's the fucking poops up your butts and stuff, and now it's this, like...
What poops up my butts?
Yeah, you fucking know what I'm talking about.
No, I do not. What the hell are you talking about when you fucking poops up your butts? You got poops up your butts, you can't get your poops out your butts? No, that was not what the fuck I said.
Yeah, it was. He said something about, like, sticking poop up his butt or something. Nah, I don't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure it was sticking poop back up his butt.
No, fucking was not, Dick. I was not talking about shoving poops back up my butts, all right? Well, Batman, that's kind of fucking weird. You shouldn't just shoving poops up your butts. You shouldn't do that. I think that's pretty bad for you. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that's bad. You don't want to be shoving poops up your butts, Batman.
I tried to fucking tell him that, too, I think.
Well, we get on the same page, different book.
What? It doesn't even make any fucking sense.
It makes sense if you fucking stop and you think about it, alright? Same page, different book. Alright, we're on the same page. We're just different books, you know? You don't judge a book by its cover, alright? Not the same pages, but different books, alright?
Okay, do you guys fucking need anything, though?
Dick, the fucking Facebooks is listening in on us and reading our minds.
Well, did you read the terms and conditions?
The what?
The terms and conditions. When you signed up for Facebook, did you read all the terms and conditions?
Who the fuck reads the terms and conditions? Are you shitting me right now? You have got to be shitting me.
Maybe you should read the terms and conditions and see if it maybe says that they can read your brains.
Come on, buddy, let's go. I gotta go, buddy. We'll check on this now. Shit.
All right, well, that is gonna wrap up season 3, episode 16. I am so sorry that it took me so many fucking months to get this next episode out, but things have been crazy. I have been busy with not only my day job, but also tattooing, and it gets hard to keep up on the fucking podcasts. But I will do my best to get at least one out a week starting this week. I'm going to be putting this one out, and then next week, look for another one. I don't know exactly what day I'm going to post it, but we'll do one every week. Maybe on Wednesdays. So look for it by next Wednesday. And remember to invite all your friends to listen. Share this to all your social medias that you can. I believe you can share it to Reddit, Facebook, Twitter. You can share this fucking link to your Twitches. I'm pretty sure I'm on like every single app that you can podcast listen to on Yoda there. Every app that you can listen to podcasts on, we are on. Just search Hijinks TV. All right, well, without further ado, I almost just went into the intro again. Oh my god. All right, thank you guys for listening. We will be back again next week. And remember to invite all your friends.